Live.com. Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. Bring up anything that's on your mind, political, personal, anything goes. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. And it's Ian here with you.
And Scott and Manwich.
And don't forget, you can log on at freetalklive.com and check out the live streaming that we have there. Maybe you're visiting some friends and family, listening to the show on the radio waves. And then when you go home, we're not on in your market, which hopefully will be remedied soon. But until then, you can log on at freetalklive.com and listen to us online for free. Now, also, if we're not on in your market, do us a favor. Monday, during business hours, call your local talk stations, ask to speak with the program director, and tell that person that you want to hear Free Talk Live all 6 nights a week in your town.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call 1-888-532-4604 or log on at freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604. freestateproject.org. And it really is your only chance for liberty in your lifetime.
We've been talking about the Communist Manifesto, the 10 different communist planks that need to be implemented before you're in a communist nation. And we're certainly real close in this nation. We're still kind of stuck on, I think, number six. I think we've finished up with number six.
And seven, yeah. Let me read them down real quick.
Run them down quick, and we're going to get to the phones.
Oh, we've got somebody on the line.
We've got somebody on the line. It's a crazy night tonight.
Abolition of private property. Number one. Number two, heavy progressive income tax. Number three, abolition of all rights of inheritance. Number four, confiscation of property of all immigrants and rebels. Number five, central bank. Number six, government control of communication and transportation. And number seven, that's how far we've made it so far, government ownership of factories and agriculture.
And let's go right to the phones here. Tim in Missouri, you're on Free Talk Live, listening on KCXL. Hello, Tim.
How you doing, sir?
Excellent.
I enjoy your show, and I hate to change subjects a little bit, but I want to regress to the other night when you guys were talking about China and Walmart.
Okay.
And you all were making the point that you really supported Walmart, you know, because of low prices and you know, was really praising Walmart. I would like to interject a little bit, because you all made the point that if the people in China would put up, or, you know, they are putting up with that, the slave wages that they endure, that they should rise up and, you know, and revolt against that. And I would like to make the point that they were disarmed several years ago before that. They really don't have the right to do, or the will to do that, because they don't have the arms to stand against the government. And
so
therefore, you know, here in the town that I live in, David Glass, the ex-CEO of Walmart, owns our Kansas City Royals. You know, he doesn't spend any money to improve this baseball team, just like, you know, the corporation while they have went and destroyed the infrastructure of many small towns in this nation. You guys were making the point that the people of China could stand up and stop that, and I was really distraught by that, because they don't
Why
have a
can't
choice.
They? I mean, how are you telling me there are more government agents in China than there are individuals?
I'm telling you, they don't have the weapons to stand up and fight.
If you got rocks and sticks, you could stand up and fight.
Oh,
if you
please.
Had enough numbers. If you
please.
Had enough numbers, you absolutely could.
Again, what, tanks. Tanks and machine guns.
And, well, the thing
this is
those tanks,
age, sir.
Those tanks and machine guns have to be run by people. People that have moms and dads and brothers and sisters.
And
those guys, those hearts pump blood. And if those military men want to stand up and fight for the freedoms of their people, they can anytime they want. And that's the reason that that America stays free, is our military won't fight against us.
Well, that's a good point, sir. But that's one thing that the communists, well, going back to the Communist Manifesto, or the Communist Manifesto, the one thing the Russians learned years ago is that they didn't put the people of the same province to shoot in that area to shoot the people, you know, that they were oppressing.
They learned years
before that to shift those people around and put, you know, it's like, say, we don't have to worry. I firmly believe that the majority of American soldiers would never fire on Americans.
I hope
but
you're
when
right.
But when you bring in foreign troops, they won't share that same.
They probably won't.
Okay, I hope you're absolutely right about that. But are you trying to tell us that we're supposed to feel sorry for the Chinese people because they won't stand up and revolt?
Absolutely. And not sorry.
No,
I don't. You must share. My point is that Walmart is destroying this nation.
Oh, my God.
No. Look around.
It's just a retailer.
Your show's based in Florida, correct?
Right.
You can't say that Walmart's destroying the nation. People voluntarily walk through the doors there and bring their business to Walmart.
Absolutely.
It's a voluntary business. They're not forcing you to buy their products, are they?
They receive many, many government benefits over the years.
Well, I'm not for that.
Okay,
no, I'm
absolutely.
Not for that.
So there again, it's not free market.
No, it's not.
We really believe me, I agree with you guys on most things. I'm all for the free market and freedom for the individual sovereign. But I'm telling you that the people in China don't have that right. And you cannot deny, Walmart, look at what they do.
Okay.
They propose to sell American products. But when here in this country, and I know here in this city alone, know people that work in their warehouses that pull material out of Chinese, made in China boxes and put it in made in the USA and sell that as made in the USA. And to me, that's criminal. And how they can get away with that, I don't know. But that is reality.
They take Walmart branded items that say made in the USA and are produced outside of the USA?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You go buy a flag at Walmart. I'm telling you.
Oh, well, try and find a flag that's made in the USA. Try and find one. There is.
I'm sorry, Tim. I've been to Walmart several times and looked at the tags on plenty of items, and I see all kinds of Chinese items there. If what you're saying is true, that they're relabeling items and claiming that they're being made in the USA,
That's just a waste of their time and resources.
It's silly. I don't agree with that kind of practice. I don't agree with deceptive practices. And I've said plenty of times on these airwaves that I don't agree with everything that Walmart does. I mean, I don't like how they censor music. There's certainly some business practices that they do that I'm not a fan of. But nonetheless, they bring me products at the lowest price, and I've definitely gotten an allegiance to the lowest price.
I understand that. I do too. It wasn't until just a couple of years ago when I learned the truth about Walmart and their slave practices over there that I chose to go to other stores.
Well, so Tim,
such as Kmart and some other places around.
I actually used to work for Kmart, and I'd still shop there if they hadn't lost their ass to Walmart. Mm-hmm. There's no Kmart anymore where it used to be.
Well, thankfully there is here in Missouri.
Well,
I guess we're fortunate. I just will not go to Walmart.
So
you
support the free market, which, as we'll both agree, Tim, we don't have in this nation. And again, you would agree with me that if we had a free market, we'd have a whole hell of a lot more manufacturing jobs back in this nation. Because the only reason why your American flags are being manufactured in China is because they're cheap to manufacture there versus here. If you try to set up an operation like that, you have to follow the rules from OSHA. You have to follow the rules from the Americans with Disabilities Association. You have to follow these rules and this rule. And you have to pay the minimum wage. You have to go through all these government hoops to get your business going here versus in other countries. So
that's
it's really
true.
The government. It is the government that has made Walmart what it is today. I mean, Walmart is not operating in a free market, so that's
absolutely.
Where we're standing.
And also, here in this country, when we ship our goods manufactured here in the good old USA over to China, we have to pay a heavy our goods are placed with a heavy tariff into their country. Meanwhile, they get to ship their goods built with slave labor over here into this country. How can we compete with that?
We can get back to the free market
economy.
We could compete with it if we got back to the free market. And we'll agree with that, Tim, and we'll talk to you later. Thanks for the call,
man.
1-800-259-9231. I wish we were in a free market right now. We'd all be so much more wealthy. We're going to get back to the communist planks here in moments. This is your show. Take control, though. Anything goes. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you want to be able to listen to adult programming? Make your own decisions about what your children can see and hear? Or have reporters tell you when politicians use gutter language or engage in sexual misconduct? Well, too bad. Congress wants to take these things away from you by imposing huge fines on broadcasters for indecent speech. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a parent with three young children. Like you, I don't want Congress making my decisions about what I can see or hear, or how I raise my children. Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. That's www.DownsizeDC.org. Don't censor our programs.
Hi, folks. Jack Browning from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want, where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-800-419-WORD. That's 419-WORD. 1-800-419-WORD.
There is a lot of confusion in the health and dietary supplement marketplace. There are claims and counterclaims wild enough to drive intelligent people nuts. Well, don't despair. There's one sure way to avoid the confusion and get outstanding quality at reasonable, almost wholesale prices. That's to join my Caltech Health Club and get straight information from my newsletter, True Health. And you also get outstanding dietary supplements from Caltech, the company I started, and we earn our trust the old-fashioned way we provide quality and performance. Membership is only $36 a year, and you are under no obligation to purchase anything. You can simply take advantage of the True Health information if you wish. Check it out. It's a free catalog. Absolutely free, that is. 112 pages of solid information. You call toll-free 1-800-522-4279. Write it down. 1-800-522-4279.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This show is Free Talk Live. You can literally hijack the airwaves at 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. We had been talking about communist planks and the Walmart thing kind of tied in, but your topics don't even have to tie in at all. You can completely change the direction of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Scott.
And Manwich.
Don't forget, you can also log on at freetalklive.com and join the fun on the bulletin board system. We have got hundreds of users there, thousands of posts. The last 24 hours have been really busy on the bulletin board system, so be sure you check that out. It's a lot of fun, and of course, it's free. We're going to get right back to the phones. We're back to the fun. Nolan in Texas, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Scott, and Manwich. Hello, Nolan.
Hey, guys.
Hey. What's on your mind tonight, sir?
Well, I came to hijack your airwaves.
Do
Thank
it.
You.
All right.
Is America a democracy?
No.
No, we're not supposed to be. The
not
people act like it is, though.
No, it's not. What about free trade? Is that what we want, or do we want fair trade?
I want free trade.
You do?
Yes.
I want free trade.
You want free trade, not fair trade.
Correct.
Why?
Well, fair trade implies rules and restrictions by the government, and free trade is,
and
well,
someone's
freedom.
Interpretation of what fair is.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Well, typically, you know, I believe that the first thing out of the box there was fair trade implies rules. We started off with that. The only time this country was prosperous was when we had no taxes, but we had tariffs on things imported, and we protected our people from unfair competition. Like,
there's no such thing as unfair competition.
I'm sorry, sir. If I bring a bunch of shaved gorillas to the football game, you would change your mind.
Bad.
What are you talking about?
The greatest analogy I've ever heard.
He's saying that if you had to play football against a bunch of gorillas...
A bunch of shaved gorillas in
right.
a suit, you would change your mind. That's unfair competition.
But no, it's really not.
I could be, a team full of children could beat a bunch of unshaved gorillas. How the hell are you going to get them to catch a ball?
They don't need to. They'll grab your quarterback and drag him across the line.
You're being silly because the National Football League has a very specific set of rules, and they're a private organization,
and they can exclude teams of
gorillas if they want to, Nolan.
I'm trying to make a point that there is such a thing as unfair competition.
No, I don't believe that there is. Give me a legitimate example.
Quit saying no. Give me a moment.
I think that it's a legitimate example.
No, it's not.
All right, well, go ahead. Go ahead, Nolan.
If I am a ruler of a communist nation,
uh-huh.
and I can put my people to work, and they cannot come and ask me for a raise, and they cannot go on strike, and they have no rights, and I can force them to work for peanuts, then I can sell their stuff through Walmart into this country and sink our economy.
You can't force people to buy products from Walmart in this country.
Well, one more time here. Let me have this option. All right? No, nobody came to me with a gun. Nobody came to me with a gun, but they did come to me with advertising and said, look, our prices are nice and low. And I, like you, thought that was wonderful.
Well, why don't you,
Nolan?
Until
it occurred to me that it wasn't wonderful.
Why don't you, Nolan, get competitive back and go open up America Mart and advertise America Mart as being the one and only distributor of products in this country that's all American products?
I'm not in a position to do that. I would love to, but they would kill me doing it. They'd win it. Okay, they can outcompete me.
Just because you're afraid of it, then you're afraid
of
the competition.
I'm afraid of squat, dude. I can see that. I can see what's going on. I have chosen, like the last caller, to cease purchasing from Walmart.
And that's your free market decision, Nolan.
That's my.
Why can't you use the free market to your benefit, like you are right now? Why can't you just encourage people to not buy products from Walmart if that's how you really feel?
I'm doing just that by calling you, sir.
Absolutely,
Exactly.
Possibly.
So you're dealing with this unfair competition by competing in a different way.
I'm trying to cope with it, and I think there are several. Lots of people, in fact, that I've talked to recently that no longer shop at Walmart. I want to see them sink. Because all we're doing is sending our money to China.
You know, Nolan, if we really had a free market in this nation, you could very easily open America Mart because the products wouldn't have to be outsourced anymore. Plenty of American companies would love to manufacture their products here in this country. Go interview some of the people that run manufacturing companies, and they will tell you how sad they are that they have to take these jobs out of this country, but they're forced to by government regulations.
Isn't that something? That we pay somebody to load up their equipment and send the jobs overseas. We give them tax incentives to move their operation from our borders over there.
It's not so much of a tax incentive as it is just a business, just a good business decision, because it costs too damn much to employ American people. It costs too much to run companies in America. The bureaucracy is too deep. It's too thick. And who can blame these guys for going overseas? I sure as hell can't. All we need to do, Nolan, is get back to a free market where products can be manufactured here in the United States again, and then companies won't really want to go outside of these borders. And if they do, then the companies that stay in these borders can very easily market their products as being pro-American, even if they are just cost 5 cents more. The discrepancy won't be as much. Today, the discrepancy between our products and Chinese products is huge. It's as wide as the Pacific Ocean. But if it was a free market, it wouldn't be that way.
A stupid shirt, nothing fancy, basic button-up shirt, was over $70, and it was made in America.
When was this?
Just 6 or 8 months ago, there's a store down here in Tyler I walked into, and I looked at it, and all their stuff on this one rack that made in America. I went over and looked at it. Just a shirt that I could have bought for $5 or $8 at Walmart was over $70 at this store.
Well, that same shirt in a free market made in America would cost $2 to $5, something like that.
Factcheck.org. Kerry blames corporate tax code for shipping jobs. The tax incentives that are encouraging American companies to ship jobs overseas.
There are multiple reasons, Nolan. I'm sure there are tax incentives, and I'm sure there are...
Why would our government ever put a tax incentive in front of a business?
I don't know, Nolan.
It would almost seem treasonous, wouldn't it?
There's plenty of things our government does that are treasonous. That's why we need to get rid of the government that we have. We need to downsize government. We need to get back to the Constitution. You can't disagree with that statement, right?
Disagree with it? Hell, I was trying to get you to say it.
All right. Well, then we're on the same page, Nolan. If that's what we have is tariffs to get back to the Constitution, I'll take it. But then we're going to be arguing about whether or not we should abolish them at that point. So
I would love to have that argument when what we need right now, the argument is, gee, should we close the borders or should we allow them to pour over 4,000 a night? What should we do? Should we grab all these people in the airports and harass them to death when... We really need to be looking at, let's see, maybe Middle Eastern males with one-way tickets. Come on, it's all stupid. It's all done to make us accept ridiculous action.
Yeah, well, you're absolutely right about that. And our connection's getting kind of funky here, Noel. We'll have to talk to you later. Thanks for the call, man.
Later, guy.
All right, 1-800-259-9231. So good to agree so much. Oh, my goodness. All right, Communist Manifesto.
Okay, here we go.
Number eight.
Well, did we decide on a yes or no for number seven?
Number seven is government ownership of factories and agriculture. Now, they don't own them, but they certainly control the heck out of them.
They control them, and they can destroy them at a moment's notice. They own them. I say yes on that one.
Okay, I'll give you that one. Communication and transportation, I'm not willing to give you.
That doesn't make any sense. Okay, go on.
Eight, government control of labor.
Yeah, absolutely.
What?
Minimum wage?
Well...
Yeah. All the different laws that apply to labor, you can't work more than 40 hours in a week, otherwise you have to pay overtime pay, you can't be
16.
Well,
they don't tell you where you've got to work and what you've got to do.
Well, but they're telling you about how you have to work and what the rules are that surround your working. If you're 16 years old, you have to have a 15-minute break every 4 hours.
Right.
You know how inconvenient that was for me when I was trying to work at 16? I wanted to be out there working. I didn't want to go on a break.
It's a 30-minute break now.
Oh, jeez. They don't want you to work. 800-259-9231. You take control of the show. It's Free Talk Live.
You've heard about PODS from BioWax International and its bubble-up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses bubble-up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
Hi, I'm Bobby Ligas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Oily skin may mean breakouts, but choosing the wrong motor oil could mean breakdowns. When I come back, we'll get right in the thick of things as we investigate this slippery slope. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark. Choosing the right oil for your car can be more confusing than the right cream for your skin, and the penalty for a wrong choice could be much more expensive. Today's engines have tighter tolerances or less space between working parts. Skinny oil, like 5W-30, moves quicker and easier through narrow internal pathways, especially when engines are cold. Conversely, fat oil, like 20W-50, is slow and doesn't get into the system quickly enough on startup to lubricate moving parts. In that case, the screech you'll hear is not only non-lubricated metal on metal, but also the sound of your own voice after getting the bill to repair the damage. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us! Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is your show. If you want to take control at 800-259-9231, that's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Scott.
And Manwich.
Don't forget, you can also get interactive with us online at freetalklive.com.
Check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. It's got women of all ages, shapes, colors. Wait, what else?
Dietary preference.
Yeah, that too.
I'm sure there's a vegan on there.
I'm sure there's several.
Ladies that listen to this show that have sent us their pictures are part of the Shrine, and you could be as well if you're a female. That's really the only qualification, and that you have a picture to send us. So log on to freetalklive.com and get the details there. Let's get back to the phones, though, guys, because as your calls come in, we go to them. Robert in Minnesota, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Scott and Manwich. Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
I've been listening to your, callers.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I'd like to share a little bit of research that I've done, which I can't go into too much detail because
thank goodness.
Going to be, no, there's going to be detail on it, but no, I can't say the reason why.
Okay.
Okay. What is your research about, sir?
Okay, let's take a look. Where this all began. Let's go back to history here.
Where what began?
What we're talking about, about our problem in our country.
Which problem? Because there's a lot of them.
We were talking about Walmart, and we were talking about the communist platform.
I'm talking about, let's go back where this all began when our country, we lost our country.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, let's take a look at September 24th, 1862.
Well, what was that? What was that?
Civil War.
Abraham Lincoln was president.
Okay, bad times.
He legally declared martial law and suspended the writ of habeas corpus.
Right.
Means there's no courts.
Well, there's you can't get a good hearing in front of a federal judge.
There's no courts.
Got it.
Right.
Okay. Now, when he declared that, he became our first dictator.
Yes.
Yeah, he was
which
a really
I have all
bitch.
Documented. Now, here's the thing with people don't realize.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there was 21 union states that were ratified by Congress up to 1862.
Okay. You're saying at 1862, there were 21 states in the Union. Got it.
Okay. Now, one of the states lost its statehood because they joined the South in the Civil War. That was Texas.
Okay.
Got it.
Okay. Now...
Two of them don't count because they're California and Oregon.
Huh?
And California and Oregon don't really count.
Oh, wrong.
Okay.
California is one of the 20 union states.
Right, but they don't really count, though.
They most definitely did at that
time.
What's
can we get to the point? I'm sorry.
Getting to the point, I'm trying to show you how this history, where our problem started.
Right.
We are still under martial law since 1862.
You're saying the order of martial law was never rescinded?
That's exactly to this day.
You know, interestingly enough, I saw a quote today from President Bush himself that he actually declared that Abraham Lincoln was his favorite and most influential president.
You know why? Because he was the first president. He was lawfully elected. Then Congress walked out 3 days. When they came back, they never reconvened as a lawful body. That's why Lincoln was the first president to have executive order.
Which, of course,
every president thereafter has put in executive orders.
That's true.
Okay. Now, what the original 20 states, Texas is no longer a union state. Because they forfeited when they went to the South.
Got it.
Okay, here's something that is interesting. The remaining 28 states were never ratified as part of the Union, because if we're still under martial law, that means they were appointed by the president, not by Congress, according to the treaty of 1789, Constitution of the United States. That's the original Constitution, is called the Treaty of 1789.
Okay.
Okay, any other constitution you hear, Constitution of the United States, is not the original Constitution.
So what does this mean for today?
What does this mean today? We're still under martial law. We have no courts under the Treaty of 1789.
We are all
under law, merchant law.
Okay, if it's true that we're still under martial law, then why not have military in the streets? Why not control the radio waves and everything? Why not just go all out?
I'm trying to explain to you.
I know. We got to make it quick, though.
Okay,
go ahead.
I'm trying to make it quick. The remaining 28 states that everybody thinks, there's 48 states, that's all there is.
Okay.
It's
amazing.
But the 28 of these states were never ratified by Congress, because there is no Congress. So that
right, because
they're territories. They're territories.
Okay.
Yeah, Hawaii and Alaska are possessions of D.C.
Right.
The 14th Amendment in 1867, anything after this 1862, there is no law, no amendment. They can't be if we're under martial law.
So did they? Did the Congress know? Were they kind of in the loop here? Did they know they were convening underneath martial law and that everything they did was kind of worthless?
You start to see the picture. It was all planned.
So they did know, is what you're saying.
You darn right they did.
Okay.
The 14th Amendment.
Does everyone
came
who's
in...
elected today know?
No.
No.
Now here's a sweet thing. After Johnson, which was the vice president, and Lincoln got killed, amazing, there was 8 consecutive presidents coming out of Ohio, and Ohio was never a union state.
Fascinating.
And they couldn't be president because constitutionally you had to be...
constitutionally, you have
in
a natural-born citizen. A natural-born citizen is... who was born within one of the states of the Union and placed under equal footing with the original states. 2, a citizen of the United States, a citizen of the United States is defined as a citizen residing within, respondent, United States, in other words, District of Columbia, for a period of 14 years.
Okay, Robert, I have a question for you.
We have King George.
Robert, question for you. Question. Yeah. We're low on time here. Question.
All right, real quick question. If the people who are elected today don't realize the fact that martial law was never lifted, if the country is functioning as though martial law were never lifted, laws are being created, laws are being enforced, court rulings are being made, court rulings are being enforced, how can we still be said to be under martial law in any sense of the term?
You got no courts because the suspension of the writ of habeas corpus in 1862, you have no U.S. Supreme
Court. So if I was born in the state of Florida, which I'm assuming...
you're not a union state.
So that does that mean that I am not a citizen of the United States?
You are a citizen of D.C. There's a difference between the 14th Amendment. The 14th Amendment in 1867, we all lost our... sovereignty.
Right.
To
so
DC.
What's going
to
happen now?
To
what's
DC,
what's next?
Not to the union state.
What's going to happen in the future is what I want to know.
What's going to happen to the future? I can't say much about it because I got a law case going on, a very big case going on this right now.
I would say that what you're
saying. All I'm trying to share with the people just to make them think a little bit.
Fascinating.
What you've been talking about, and
Robert, you got about 10 more seconds.
Well, I can't add a whole bunch more. Right
well, we're
now.
Glad you're out there listening, Robert. Very interesting, man. Which
those may be facts, but we're not really living under that as a real world system. That's not how our government's operating currently.
Right. Very interesting, though. Yeah, we'll let anybody call about anything. It's your show, Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Take control.
We'll be right back. Hi, this is Pasha Sharp with the Genesis Radio Network, here to introduce to you a product that will put the pep back in your step. If you're like me, a working mom and even working dads, then these issues will sound familiar to you all. Lack of energy, lack of sleep, lack of strength, lack of stamina, making time for housework, cooking, homework, shopping, and chauffeuring, making time with the kids, making time with the spouse, making time for intimacy, most importantly, making time for yourself. I'm here to tell you that there is a way that you can make time for all these things and more. Introducing the incredible LifeWave Patch. It's safe, non-invasive, and currently is being used by world-renowned athletes, Olympic, professional, collegiate, high school, and little league alike. The LifeWave Patch has even been shown to help with jet lag and related issues. Anyone looking for that extra edge over their competition or just trying to beat the clock, this is truly the answer you've been looking for. Go to www.lifewavepromotions.com. Again, that's www.lifewavepromotions.com.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Quiet, you. 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231.
Pound salt in your butt.
This is your show. It's a Friday night edition here till 10 o'clock Eastern time, so just a few more moments for you to get your calls in about literally anything.
Anything at all. Even though we're still under martial law, we'll let you,
we'll let you call in.
Yeah. We don't have to worry about a lawsuit. We don't have any courts anymore.
Shut up. You're not even a citizen.
Hey, I'm from Illinois. That's Lincoln's home state.
Hey, my
man.
Parents are from, are Yankees. Doesn't that count? I might have been born outside of the
you're a citizen of D.C., man. You're a citizen of D.C.
Couldn't I have dual citizenship?
And I said I'd never set foot inside D.C. Apparently, I'm already in D.C. here in the Tampa Bay area.
Should've
you learn
better.
Something new every night here on Free Talk Live, whether it's true or not.
Okay.
Another question. 800-259-9231. And, of course, we always encourage you to question everything you hear anywhere, whether it be from the government or this show. We're talking about the Communist Manifesto.
Tenets of communism.
Right.
And we're trying to see just how close have we come here in America.
Hopefully we'll get through all 10 of them by the end of the show. Don't forget to log on. If you miss a moment of this show, you can grab the last 6 days' worth of it online for free at freetalklive.com on the house, the archive section right there on the front page. So where were we, Manwich?
Government control of labor.
This is a communist plank. Government control of labor.
And
they absolutely
largely control labor. They
absolutely
don't completely control labor,
but
though.
But that's okay. As long as they control it to some extent, it qualifies.
Number nine. Corporate farms, regional planning.
Corporate farms, regional planning. We definitely have corporate farms.
We do?
Yeah, was it Archer Daniels Midland? There are huge corporate farms. In fact,
corporate farms, I'm sorry. Right. Yes, there are large corporate farms, yes.
Yeah, Wiffles Hybrids, Siebens Hybrids, all kinds.
I was thinking of government
farms.
Which,
of course, just means the government is able to control those corporations even easier because there's only a few major owners of farmland out there.
Yes, there's not much dispute on number nine, is there?
And what was the other part of number nine?
With regional planning.
Regional planning means like urban planning, zoning. We absolutely have a glut of that. In this country. Number 10.
Government control of education.
No doubt.
Well, you can choose, at least in this case, you can choose not to send your kids to public schools. And
sure,
about 10% of the people choose not to send their kids to government-controlled education.
And for some reason, teachers, government school teachers, tend to send their kids to private schools. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
However, you can choose not to send your children to a completely government-controlled school, but if you choose to do that, the education you give the child in home or in another place must meet certain government guidelines.
It does have to do that, yes.
You have to teach these certain things. You must pass these competency
Touché.
Tests.
Right.
So
Touché.
Still government control of education.
I say yes on that one as well. So what's the final score here, Scott? What did we come up with?
That would be 9 yes, 1 no.
Oh, my.
90% communist.
Well, I'm not willing to go 100% on many of our ones.
Okay, 75% communist.
Yuck. That's about right.
Does that make you feel warm and fuzzy inside?
No.
Does it make you feel safe?
It does not.
Does it make you feel like you're one with your neighbors?
No.
Don't you want to start sharing all your property, Manwich?
Well, no.
You know, actually, when I get home, I'm just going to leave my car unlocked with the ignition key on the driver's seat. That way, if any of my fellow citizens need transportation, of course, they can make use of what I have, just as I know I can go into their homes and eat their food whenever it's necessary.
They'll be in big trouble if you go in their house and eat their food.
Well, it's a sad time.
You found eating a little too necessary, my friend.
Sad time in America that we are even somewhere, we'll say we're somewhere between 75% and 90% of the way towards 100% communism in this America, in this country of ours. And as we've made the point before, we kind of masquerade ourselves as though we are a free nation. I mean, we have the appearance, we have the trappings of wealth, we have all this wonderful wealth that our free roots gave us. The fact that we really were a nation with a free market for a long, long time in this country is what has allowed us to get to the point that we're at today. Because if it wasn't for that, we'd still be in abject poverty like the people in Cuba or the people in North Korea or you name the despotic nation.
Right.
And we're getting worse. Things are getting worse. The trend of increasing wealth is starting to taper off at this point. I mean, if you look at the Heritage Foundation study from the 2005 version of the the Economic Freedom Index of the World, or whatever it's called, we're number 12 now.
Down from?
Well, we were in the past. They've been doing it for 11 years, and for a number of years in the 90s, we were vacillating between 5th and 8th place. We'd be 5th 1 year, 8th 1 year, 6th the next year.
Right.
And now we're down from that range to number 12. We're surpassed by countries like Luxembourg.
Well,
in our economic freedom.
Luxembourg's a nice place. You ever been there?
It's hard not to be as economically free as Luxembourg. I mean, they have numbered bank accounts there, and the taxes are relatively low. Luxembourg's a very free place.
Yeah.
And it's only a city, you know?
Luxembourg is a country.
It's a country. It's called a city-state because it's a...
Like
a
Vatican
city,
city?
...that is, in fact, a country.
Right.
Like Vatican City.
Right.
Right.
And the Vatican City is microscopic. I mean, you could walk around it inside of, maybe an hour.
It's a one-mile city.
Yeah, it's not very big at all.
Sovereign nation.
I wonder if they included Disney World in that list of countries, because aren't they kind of like their own little sovereign nation now?
They do own a city.
Right.
I don't know if they're their own sovereign nation.
They should secede.
If they are, in fact, they could, in fact, be their own separate world.
Right.
They are Disney World.
Well, they're
one most economically free world in the world.
Their gross receipts,
they're a planetoid.
Their gross receipts are larger than the vast majority of gross national products of the majority of the nations out there. So, in fact, they move more money than most nations move. So they could, you know.
And they've got men in suits.
They've already got a flag with a little mouse on the front.
That's fantastic. 800-259-9231. We're going to come back with the final segment here. And again, if you want to get your call in, if you want to sneak it in, you want to comment on anything we've said in the last 3 hours of this show, do it. Take control. You want to change the topic? We'll let you do that as well. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
so what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
We all have busy lives, and sometimes that causes us to miss out on the things that are most important to us. Well, when it comes to Genesis programs, you'll never have to miss out again. For only $19.95 plus $3 shipping and handling, you can receive an entire month of recorded GCN programs. That's right, an entire month for only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. The recordings are in MP3 format and compact disc. They're playable on computers along with most newer CD and DVD players. All you need to know is the name of the program you would like a copy of and the month that it aired. Don't be left out of current news and information that affects our lives every day. We all want to stay informed, so visit our website at GCNlive.com and click on the GCN Mall. Or call 877-996-4327, extension 150. It's easy and convenient. Hurry and get your copies today. Again, visit the GCN Mall at GCNlive.com or simply call 877-996-4327, extension 150.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. This is your show. Moments remain, so if you want to take control, you better do it now. 800-259-9231. Log on at freetalklive.com and sign up for the updates list. It's quick, it's easy, and you'll be the first to know anything that there is to know in regards to newsy kind of stuff about this show. And you can do that again at freetalklive.com. It's Ian here with you.
And Scott.
And Manwich.
Tell me about booty.
All right.
I want to know.
Okay. Well,
I like booty.
Well, you know you can kick some booty.
What do you mean?
You've heard the term kick booty.
Of course.
And you can shake your booty.
Right.
But as 17-year-old Brad Devlin found out, you're not allowed to say that you love booty.
I love booty.
Yeah, well, you can do it, but...
Oh, okay. Brad can't.
Now, during his daily sports report last week on Wild 4 News, the Acero High junior and another student were recapping the girls' soccer team's 8-0 shutout. The script, which was pre-approved by their TV production teacher, said that the team really kicked some booty. That was in the script.
Okay.
Well, then Brad Devlin, wanting to interject a little humor into it, he goes, yeah, I love booty. You know, just a little bit of humor in his news broadcast. Well, instead of a laugh, Devlin's statement got him called into the administrative office.
Uh-oh.
And then he got suspended for 5 days. And what the assistant principal called inappropriate comments on live school television broadcast.
Hmm. Yeah, because Lord knows, I mean, nobody in high school is making any inappropriate comments outside of the broadcast.
Well, this is the exact same punishment. The problem with this is that punishment for saying I love booty is the exact same punishment they give if students bring a knife to school or start a fist fight or join in gang rituals on campus. If his... Hold on, let me find...
I'll admit to you that the punishment was five days is pretty harsh. But at the same time, you know, he made an inappropriate comment, and he's in a controlled atmosphere.
They could have just taken his ass off the air for a little while or something like that.
But see, here's the thing. Under school policy, even if his statement was classified as minor sexual harassment, which would be a stretch
a compliment.
To say that that's even minor sexual harassment, it would have been a level one punishment under the school district policy, which would have just been... an administrative conference.
Yeah, so he was up there in the level 5 tier with murder and rape, basically. Right?
Right, exactly. That's the same punishment they gave to... Now, this is the exact same school that last year suspended a girl, wouldn't let her graduate because she had a kitchen knife in her car. This girl had a kitchen knife in her car. She was moving from one house to another, and she had stuff in her car because she had been moving. One of the things she had was a kitchen knife, like a chef's knife.
Right.
And she was not allowed to graduate with her class because she had it in her car when she came to school.
That was a crazy story.
Along with everything else she was... This is the
same school.
The same school is now... And guy's like, oh, yeah, you know, making a little joke, and it's not really even all that suggestive. And he's getting the same punishment as a violent on-campus action.
You know, I used to love I didn't love it when I got sent to the office when I was in high school, but on the referral form... Towards the end of my high school career, they had spots on the referral form. There was like these little check boxes that you would have to, the teacher, whoever was filling out the referral, would have to check off according to what the crime was that was committed. They actually did have check boxes for rape and homicide.
Really? They'd have to write you a homicide referral.
Right. Gosh. Homicide.
Go to the office, young man. Murder.
No more killing in my classroom.
All right, that's it. I'm stopping the lesson. Get out.
Oh, my goodness. This is the government education system for you people. We're going to come back with more tomorrow night. That's right. We have a live Saturday show that we do here from 8 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Benny in here with you tonight.
And Scott.
And Manwich.
And don't forget, again, tomorrow, 8 to 10 Eastern Time. Join us. And if you can't tune in, you can always log on and join the fun at freetalklive.com. We'll see you tomorrow.
If you're talking...